This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
I'm Steve Bullock, and I'm running for president.
Yet another Democrat has entered the field for the White House in 2020.
With your help, we will take our democracy back.
That's Montana Governor Steve Bullock, who becomes the 22nd Democratic candidate. He won re-election as governor in 2016 when President Trump carried Montana by 20 points. The 53-year-old Bullock was Montana's attorney general before that. There's a report that the White House is reviewing military plans concerning Iran, as the New York Times says Acting Defense Chief Patrick Shanahan presented an updated military plan to the Trump administration a few days ago. It reportedly includes sending upwards of 120,000 troops to the Middle East if Iran was to attack American forces, interests, or increases its work on nuclear weapons. This is USA Radio News.
If this were just any door, and this were just any ignition, connected to just any transmission, in just any vehicle, then perhaps it would be okay to buy it from just anyone. But this is not just any car. It's a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Every detail has been inspected and road-tested by highly skilled Mercedes-Benz technicians. And it's all backed by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years, which makes the decision of where to buy one simple. Your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. The certified pre-owned sales event going on now through May 31st. Come in today and take advantage of 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing offers available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Because in the end, it's absolute confidence in genuine Mercedes-Benz parts, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
America's top diplomat Mike Pompeo will be meeting today in Sochi, Russia, with the Russian president. Meanwhile, President Trump is set to meet with Vladimir Putin himself at next month's G20 summit in Japan. The president confirming that yesterday at the White House while defending his policies on Russia.
Nobody sanctioned Russia like I have.
But Trump says the U.S. will get along with Russia, saying it makes sense to do so. Attorney General William Barr wants to look into how the Russia investigation began, assigning U.S. Attorney John Durham to lead a probe to examine how the investigation's initial intelligence was gathered. Durham, who's the U.S. Attorney for Connecticut, has led public corruption investigations under both Republican and Democratic administrations. Those who run America's small business is more confident than they've been in months. The latest Small Business Optimism Index just out hit a four-month high in April. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The last remaining protesters at Venezuela's embassy in Washington, D.C. could soon find themselves evicted. Federal officers and D.C. police yesterday did remove chains that had been on the doors of the embassy for more than a month. That happened hours after officers posted an eviction notice telling those camped inside the building they have to leave. Activists from the anti-war groups Code Pink, Popular Resistance, and the Answer Coalition moved into the embassy the second week in April. The U.S. Supreme Court says it will not hear a challenge to Tennessee's lethal injection method. The announcement coming yesterday, days before death row inmate Donnie Edward Johnson is scheduled to be executed. A decision to hear the case may have caused a delay in the execution scheduled for Thursday. Johnson and nearly two dozen other inmates challenged the state's three-drug protocol, saying it doesn't prevent inmates from suffering extreme pain as they die. And a man who just completed the deepest solo dive in human history says he found garbage at the deepest point on Earth. Retired Naval Officer Victor Vescovo of Texas, using a submarine to head to the bottom of the Mariana Trench in the Pacific Ocean, he made it down to a depth of 36,000 feet, and he says he found a lot of new crustaceans, new species, but also a lot of trash. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
It's the way we roll, and it's what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining in. We've got a country to save, and we need all hands on deck. Professor Michael Bussler is with us right now, and we're going to be talking about, of course, all things that are China. That seems to be at the top of many minds this morning. Michael, a public policy analyst and economics professor. Michael Bussler, always good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
Good morning, Bill. How are you? It's always my pleasure to be here.
Hey, and mine as well for us to have the conversation to advance understanding, as this is what it's all about. I mean, we're beyond the 8-second sound bites, and, you know, this is why we love to have experts like yourself, Dr. Bussler, because, you know, class is now open. You know, let's break it down beyond the 8-second sound bites here. So we anticipated that China was going to strike back. It wasn't like they were going to roll over. This has been going on for decades. They've had their way, taking advantage of our businesses and really causing some havoc to our economy. It's taken a true CEO to come in and lead our country into something that, yes, I mean, this is what CEOs do, don't they, Michael? I mean, they take us from, you know, kind of that grief to happiness ratio, the difference between where we really need to be and where we are, and the difference between those two spectrums is a little bit of pain, is it not?
Yes, it is. You know, you bring up a couple of really, really good points. Let me first start off by saying I'm a free market economist. Mm-hmm. So you mentioned the word tariff or taxes, and my stomach starts to churn. So right when he started to say more tariffs, I didn't favor this. However, you also mentioned that he's a business person, Trump, President Trump, and not a politician. So when President Trump got into office, he took a look at every one of our trading agreements, every one of them, and for whatever reason, they're all slanted in favor of our trading partners and to the detriment of the U.S. For instance, in the automobile industry, you make a car in Europe, sell it in the U.S., we charge a 2.5% tariff. They charge us a 10% tariff. Make a car in China, sell it in the U.S., we charge a 2.5% tariff. They charge a 25% tariff. So over the years, our cars are more expensive for them to buy. They're not buying many. Their cars are not that expensive. We're buying a lot of their cars, and we have this negative balance of trade. President Trump, not a politician, a business person. Politician would convene a summit, meet for a while, come back 6 months later, meet again, and eventually kick the can down the road to the
exactly.
next person.
Right.
President Trump, as you mentioned, is a business person. A business person sees a problem and confronts it immediately, especially if it's affecting the bottom line. So President Trump said to every one of our trading partners, hey, let's get together and renegotiate every one of these trade deals. Well, they were in no hurry to do that because they're in a favorable position. So again, what does a business person do? Creates a sense of urgency. So you put tariffs on everyone, and already Mexico and Canada have agreed to new deals. South Korea has signed a new deal. Japan was just here discussing new deals with us. India is discussing a new deal. And for the first time since Richard Nixon talked to China, China is here talking about a new deal. So what these tariffs do in the short term, admittedly, there will be some pain. But it will end up in the long term opening up foreign markets to U.S. manufacturers, which in the long term will be very positive for the U.S. Now, you also mentioned that we put the tariffs on and we expect, as expected, China retaliated. Well, we put tariffs on things like steel, so Chinese steel becomes more expensive, but we can make our own steel. Which is what's
exactly
happening.
It levels the playing field. You know, yeah, Michael, it's like, for example, you know, explain to the audience again about the Solyndra program, for example, that President Obama, I mean, here he takes $500 million of the people's money, gives it to Solyndra, and no sooner does he give it to Solyndra, he allows the Chinese to come in and underbid our investment. I mean, any other CEO in the country would have been fired on the spot for that. That is, you know, just blatant incompetence. And, you know, it was like Atlas Shrugged. They couldn't believe. I mean, Donald Trump had to be spitting nickels at Trump Tower when he saw that happening. I saw it from my purview as well, and I said, these guys don't know business. I mean, here they just took the people's money and they allowed the Chinese to come in. This is the kind of stuff that's been happening time and again, and this is just one blatant example.
Absolutely. And President Trump says this has to get resolved now. I don't want this to drag on. It's a problem that has been here for years, and we have to do something about it. So he put on these tariffs, brought China to the table. He said to them, I want an agreement by March 1st, but I'm going to put some more tariffs on. We didn't have it, but we were negotiating. So Trump said, I'll tell you what, I'll give you another 75 days till May 10th. We come up with something, then good. If not, I'm definitely putting these tariffs on. Well, May 10th came. We thought we had a deal with China, and it looks like at the last minute, they kind of changed some of the terms. Well, President Trump said it's May 10th. We don't have a deal. I'm putting these tariffs on. The bottom line is they need us more than we need them. There will be some short-term pain to the American economy, mostly in the agricultural industry. But we passed a farm bill to try to minimize some of that pain.
Right.
For China.
And I think that's the right thing to do. Where we can do that and buttress up, you know, some of these sectors that are going to take a hit. Look, let's soften the blow a little bit. Let's get through the process. But the thing that bothers me, and I think this is what the Chinese are playing a little bit, and you can tell me if you see it this way as well, is the political rhetoric that's flying around, the lack of support of Donald Trump, this whole invalidation scheme and this delusion of Russian collusion and his presidency may be in jeopardy and all this. This is not helping negotiations right now. I mean, for what Donald Trump is trying to do on the greater scale, thank you very much, all you arbiters and you resistors, because you are fouling up this process. I mean, here's Donald Trump, you know, he's up late at night, you know, 3 hours of sleep trying to make this work out. And people that supposedly are wearing the USA home jersey are there putting a stick in his spokes.
Yeah. You know, I don't know, but I would imagine that China views President Trump as being weak domestically.
Yes.
Because he's under all these investigations that don't appear to have any basis at all. But all those investigations give the appearance that Trump is in trouble. In addition to that, More than 90% of the media coverage on President Trump is negative.
Yes.
So with all that, China sees that and they figure, well, they're in a President Trump's not in a real strong position. They don't have to give in to them.
Yeah, we can wait it out.
Imagine.
Sure. Yeah, without a doubt. We got to go to break here. We're talking with Dr. Michael Buzler. He is a public policy analyst, economics professor, and we're going to talk more about this. And, you know, and Dr. Buzler brings up a good point here. I mean, look at the worldview that China brings to the table here. I mean, in a million years, they would never do this to President Xi, who has a lifetime appointment here. Stay with us. We've got more coming.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally at Heart and Body Extract? We've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. Heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, and I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for Mom, and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows.
Mm-hmm.
Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
You know, this really is America's moment, time for a comeback, and we've got a CEO in the White House, a true chief executive officer that is shaking things up. Dr. Michael Busler is with us. He is a featured columnist as Newsmax, The Hill, townhill.com, also a public policy analyst, economics professor. Michael, you know, as you and I were talking about this, if there was any kind of fairness of reporting on Donald Trump, it could change the landscape of how not only people here in America perceive this president, because they're having a hard time. You know, they may at the, you know, right off the bat, because of, you know, the regulations that have been eliminated, what the tax cuts have meant to them. But, you know, I was just with somebody the other night, and, you know, they spouting off the 8-second sound bites that come from the mainstream media, insisting that, you know, the cuts that we experienced only went to the top 1%. And I mean, that's just not, that's not even true. It's not even partially true.
No, it isn't true at all. This was a tax cut that was geared toward economic growth, which was very important. The U.S. hadn't had a 3% annual growth since the year 2000. We haven't had 4% annual growth since the year 2005, rather, for 3%, 4% since the year 2000. President Obama was the only president in history to serve a term in office without having at least 1 year
of
3% annual growth. So you're exactly right. President Trump came into office. First thing he can do through executive order was eliminate all of these burdensome and counterproductive regulations. So he, first couple months in office, he did that. Starting in the second quarter, April of 2017, the economy has been growing at a 3% rate since that time. In order to make it a longer-term growth rate, he convinced Congress to cut taxes for all Americans, the middle class as well as the upper class. Now, the middle class tax cuts meant consumers had more money to spend, so that increased demand in the economy. By cutting taxes for corporations and upper income earners, that created new capital. So now we have capital to meet that new demand without having to raise prices. So we're in a period now with very low inflation, much better growth. And as a result of that, the unemployment rate in virtually every category is down to historic lows.
Exactly.
The press were a little more positive with Trump, even a 50-50 split instead of 90 negative, 10 positive. That would have a behavioral effect on consumers, and they'd feel more confident about spending, and the growth rate would probably be even higher.
Michael, you know, when you hear the responses of these, you know, supposed experts, you know, these talking heads in the mainstream media or some of these columns that they write, they seem so ignorant, purposely ignorant, or just, you know, false or misleading, you know, to the people. And even how they, you know, there just seems to be such a blatant misunderstanding of what capitalism is all about. Capitalism, the engine of capitalism is capital. Without capital, you don't have capitalism, you don't have an economy, right?
Exactly. Especially today, because we have a capital-intensive economy. We're bringing manufacturing back, but we can't make, we can't produce goods using labor because foreign labor is so much cheaper. So we produce the goods now using robots and artificial intelligence, which keeps our manufacturing costs down so we can compete. In order to build those factories, they're very capital intensive. You have to buy a lot of equipment to get started. So Trump did the right thing when he lowered the corporate tax rate from 35% on average down to 21%. That created more capital. So now we can expand. Capitalism needs capital in order to expand. And
exactly.
President Trump has created the right environment for that.
Well, and, you know, I think sometimes unfairly, and with, again, a lack of understanding, you know, people look and they see these CEOs getting these golden parachutes, you know, having, you know, $35, $45 million paydays, you know, because they've, you know, the company's had a successful year. And that's brain damaging to the every man, you know, looks at that and goes, wait, how's that fair? You know, I'm working my butt off, you know, and I'm lucky to get $20 an hour here, or I come out of, you know, the doldrums of a languishing economy that we experienced with the previous administration. I mean, that leaves a sour taste in their mouth. But there's so much more to understand why these CEOs are paid at that level. And there's also some adjustments, I believe, that the stockholders have to consider in, how they reward these CEOs.
Yeah, and if people had, as you mentioned, a better understanding of capitalism. In capitalism, you're paid according to the value of your output. So you take a look at a CEO. He said he makes $30-40 million. Well, you have a corporation that earns $6 billion a year, let's say.
Mm-hmm.
Now the stockholders say we have to put somebody in charge of the corporation to make sure we make that $6 billion every year and it continues to grow. There are not too many people in the world that can do that.
Mm-hmm.
So when they find one and the person says, look, I'm willing to work for going to sound a little funny, but a measly $30 million to guarantee a $6 billion profit to the corporation, the stockholders view that as a very good investment.
Exactly.
So the CEOs get paid so much because they have such tremendous responsibility, and when they make the right decisions, it turns out to be very profitable for the corporations, and they're willing to pay those people what they pay them.
In much the same way, Dr. Bussler, like a LeBron James going to a basketball team, or
right.
a Steph Curry, this guy can, you know, light it up. He puts the ball in, you know, in the hole there. So they're gonna pay him because they want him on their team because the guy can deliver wins. And
exactly.
So much the same way, right?
Exactly. So here's somebody who says, "Look, I want $20 million a year to play basketball for you." Well, the team says, look, we have a very good team. We're one player away from perhaps winning a championship. You win a championship, it could be worth hundreds of millions of dollars to the team,
mm-hmm.
In terms of better TV, better attendance at the games, more endorsements. So it's worth $100 million to them. If they can find a player only wants $20 million and will take the team to championship level, and that'll bring them $100 million, they're willing to pay them $20 million. And it's the same thing. The value of the output of those players is such that they're getting the amount of money that they're getting. And it's the same thing with CEOs. To the average person, you have to figure out how to do something that is valuable to the economy and not a whole lot of other people can do it.
Mm-hmm.
If you can do that, you'll be rewarded also in the economy with higher levels of income. That's the way it works.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people are critical of capitalism, but take a look. We went from the birth of a nation to the number one economy in the world in about 150 years. Other
Amazing.
Countries were hundreds, in some cases thousands of years older. Real quickly, how did we do that? I think four principles. Freedom in the market and individual freedom, number one. Number two, with that comes individual responsibility. People took care of themselves. Number three, low rates of taxation. So when you earn something, you got to keep most of what you earned. And fourthly, a limited role for government, so government didn't get in the way. We stick to those principles, capitalism will flourish. And as John Kennedy said, the rising tide will lift all boats.
All boats, exactly.
Capitalism is the way to go here.
Well, Dr. Bussler, I think that's the opportunity that people, you know, need to really hone in on. I call it the plus or minus ratio with all these candidates running for president right now and for the 2020 elections coming up. You know, the voters need to consider, okay, you know, covering those four critical points that you just mentioned. Is the person that I am casting my vote for, are they going to add to those four principles, or are they going to take away?
Exactly. Exactly.
To me, I think that's the litmus test to bring to the voting booth, and you decide, because after all, this is a government of four by we the people. Dr. Michael Busler, I'm Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Michael. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. With spring in full bloom, Americans are tossing out their unwanted items, but many forget their wallets could use another look as well. A Bank of America survey found 52% of credit card holders use multiple rewards cards to earn in a variety of categories. Jason Gaughan, Bank of America executive.
Lighten your wallet's load this spring with one credit card that helps you maximize your cash back by allowing you to choose from a variety of popular spending categories. With the new Bank of America Cash Rewards credit card, you earn 3% cash back on gas, or you can change it to one of five popular categories each calendar month, including online shopping, dining, travel, drugstores, or home improvements and furnishings. Finally, one card helps you earn cash back on the things that matter most to you. So the only thing your wallet will accumulate is rewards.
Visit bankofamerica.com/choosemyrewards.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
I'm Steve Bullock, and I'm running for president.
Yet another Democrat has entered the field for the White House in 2020.
With your help, we will take our democracy back.
That's Montana Governor Steve Bullock, who becomes the 22nd Democratic candidate. He won re-election as governor in 2016 when President Trump carried Montana by 20 points. The 53-year-old Bullock was Montana's attorney general before that. There's a report that the White House is reviewing military plans concerning Iran, as the New York Times says Acting Defense Chief Patrick Shanahan presented an updated military plan to the Trump administration a few days ago. It reportedly includes sending upwards of 120,000 troops to the Middle East if Iran was to attack American forces, interests, or increases its work on nuclear weapons. This is USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Get a $100 travel reward credit with a full synthetic oil change through October 31st, 2019. Terms apply. Visit Pennzoil.com/travel on.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need.
Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Alexa, play Maren Morris.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be
okay. Get unlimited access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
The truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Thank God Almighty, we are free of that.
Bill Martinez, live.
Expression Independent every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. We're back with you. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, David Almasi is with us. He is the Vice President of the National Center for Public Policy Research. David, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hey, thanks for having me on, Bill.
Hey, good to have you here to talk about, you know, an issue that our culture is getting hit square in the face. You know, we read in the paper, you've got athletes now competing, you know, I guess, can we say across transgender lines? And go, wait a minute, you know, how is that fair for women who are women? You know, it's just the playing field is not level, and the women are crying foul. And here it is at a recent shareholders meeting, the CEO of Under Armour was challenged because they have been supporting transgender athletes, right?
Yeah, it's enough to break your brain because you've got this company that says that they're out there to do the very best for anyone that loves sports, anyone that wants to compete. Yet at the same time, they're promoting athleticism that and competition that is inherently unfair.
Mm. Now, the athletes have been speaking out. I mean, top name athletes have said, wait a minute, you know, we need to understand this. And at one time, you might even say, well, these athletes were pretty liberal in their perspective. and they're not necessarily against LGBTQ and the agenda therein, but when it comes to competing and you know, challenging their life's work, they're going, wait a minute, there's a foul here.
Yeah, this is more of a promotion of a radical agenda, a radical lifestyle, what have you, over the actual competition. And I bring that up because one of the people who has been speaking out against transgender privilege in sports is Martina Navratilova,
mm-hmm.
who was a groundbreaking female athlete who came out of the closet as a lesbian and is now saying that this is, she calls it both insane and cheating for men to be transsexual men, people who say that they're going to be transitioning to a woman, competing against women in sports. And for her trouble of doing this, a group called Athlete Ally, which is taking money from Under Armour, they cast her out of the organization. They called her transphobic, and they said basically, unless you believe in everything we believe, you're not our friend. You're not our ally. You're against the gay agenda. So here you have a gay crusader, we'll say,
right,
has been cast out because she won't go along with this radical idea that you can take, and they say anyone that says that they're a woman is a woman.
Mm-hmm.
So you or I could conceivably today say we're a woman and walk on the field of play and play as a woman. And
right.
I don't think that's fair, and I don't think any of your listeners would really think it's fair either.
I know this is coming up because we just had a weightlifter, right, that has been featured, that won in a competition. And, you know, again, the foul cries came out loud and clear about this. So this is something I think Under Armour, though they're backing this up, I mean, they're putting their brand at risk here, are they not? Because, you know, I mean, right now, I mean, there's no question. People are, you know, they're trying to process this. And I hope that people can understand, you know, you think, okay, well, here's this new idea and everybody needs to get on board. Well, you know, what happens if they don't get on board? I mean, you know, we're fighting tradition. We're fighting, you know, nature here. And you know, and that's not enough. I mean, there's not considerations. Like, they want grace and consideration. They, the LGBTQ, you know, athletes and those that are pulling for the agenda, they want a consideration, but they don't want to offer any consideration to the rest of America that says, you know what, I don't necessarily agree. I mean, I don't want to get a big fight about this, but I have a problem with this issue. This does not seem to be fair. And I think that's inherent to every humanoid, and particularly here in this country, because we fight for fairness. We want there to be fairness. You know, even as kids, you go to the sandboxes of kindergartens across the country, and you will hear real quick, you know, what's fair and what's not fair from the kids.
Yeah, well, and it's the kids that I hate to throw that in there, but this is for the kids in many cases.
Mm-hmm.
One of the bigger issues is these transgender athletes in Connecticut, in particular. There's a couple transgender male to female competitors in the state track and field contests.
Mm-hmm.
They're dominating. So that means these kids that are trying to get awards, scholarships, college admissions, real biological girls are losing to these boys. And that's harming their ability to move up, to advance, to shine. And as we're talking about people, parents who are paying, bribing to get their kids into colleges, here you have kids who are trying to succeed on their merits.
Mm-hmm.
And are being told that they can't. And that's where we're trying to say to Under Armour, yeah, you're being unfair. You're not being true to your mission to try and let people be their best. But then at the same time, you're also promoting something that is not going to help women.
Mm-hmm.
And this transgender agenda, I mean, if we're going to start with athletics, when is it going to get into business where, like, women's loans and women businesses are suddenly going to be taken, those spots are going to be taken by men who say they're women.
Right,
It's a strange situation that we need to wrap our heads around before we jump right in with both feet.
Exactly. Well, the thing is, even, you know, even with the Olympics, with all the drug screening they do, how do they reconcile this? I mean,
well, we have a situation that Under Armour tried to catch me on. It's the South African runner, Caster Semenya, who is actually the case that we need to look at, because mm-hmm. this person was born, raised a female, became a great athlete, and then they found out this person who was considered to be a woman all this time has no womb, has no uterus, has higher testosterone counts. So this person actually is the intersex person. This mm-hmm. is the person that is the test case that they should be looking at. But Caster says that wants to compete as a woman. Mm-hmm. So everyone's behind this person as a female competitor, although they're probably more of a gender. If you looked at it in the whole grand scheme of things, this person's more of a man. And so
is this the athlete that's having problem in terms of testosterone measurement? Is
yes.
this the same one?
So,
right. Okay. Explain to our audience real quick what the situation is with her or him.
Well, like I said, I mentioned, this person is probably more male than female, and that has something that has nothing to do with their choice. That has nothing to do with an operation. That's the way they were born.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but this person wants to be a woman. They want to compete as a woman. And so people are rallying behind Caster Semenya, who's a track and field person from South Africa, mm-hmm. saying, let Caster compete as a woman. But at the same time, they're telling people, these guys in Connecticut, these boys want to compete as women, and they're saying, let these people compete. So basically, you have a situation where anybody who says that they want to compete in these sports can compete in these sports just by what gender they say they are, man, woman, intersex, raccoon, or whatever.
Right. Well, yeah. But, you know, again, in terms of athletics and fair play and competition, you know, we're raised on that principle. And when there is an imbalance and somebody has an advantage, whether it's Lance Armstrong, you know, taking some enhancement or other players, whether it's steroids and that sort of thing, on down the line, you know, people cry foul. It's unfair. They get asterisks next to their, you know, world records. And here we are, you know, for some reason, you know, we're debating this all over again. And I'm not sure what the answer is, David. Do you?
I don't, but I know that Under Armour is promoting something that is inherently unfair, and we've asked them to just be neutral, and they've refused.
Well, they've just flat out just refused any consideration of neutrality on behalf of the athletes.
The left-wing call is much too strong.
What's going to happen to their brand here? I mean, I think their brand's going to take a hit.
They'll definitely take a hit from fans and from, but the thing is also, they're just being unfair.
Yeah, with
that they got to sleep at night knowing that they're being unfair.
Boy, you talk about brain damage for Americans who, you know, are very inherent selves. It's all about fairness. He's the vice president of the National Center for Public Policy, David Omossi.
Your company means more than just finding an employee. You're looking for a fit, a match. Robert Half understands that. We know you need someone who can do the work, someone who complements your culture. And, of course, you need that someone fast. When it all comes together, it makes for a perfect fit. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the matching experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com/radio for more information.
This is brought to you by AbbVie. May is Hepatitis Awareness Month, yet many of the approximately 3.4 million Americans infected with chronic hepatitis C may not be aware of the damage the disease can cause. Dr. Julio Gutierrez.
Many people with chronic hepatitis C may not feel any symptoms. But what they're also not feeling is the possible long-term damage the virus may be causing.
If you've been diagnosed with hepatitis C, talk to your doctor about your options. Find out more at hepc.com.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business. So you'll get loans with competitive interest rates. And in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you.
Call right now for a free quote. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. That's 888-794-1645.
NMLS number 1136.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't have worried. I trust your taste implicitly. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Time for the good news, girl. Yes, we need some good news to lighten up the load here with the political environment being what it is. So we got to have some fun here, and this is why we always appreciate our viral video report every week from the good news girl, Samantha Mouse. Sam, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing this morning?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Great Mother's Day, everybody. Fun had by all. Mama doing okay?
Oh, yeah, you know, so I hung out with my mom and my grandma and just spent the day together. And, you know, that's always wonderful. It's cool to have the different generations all get together. And I'm lucky to have them close enough where I can see everyone.
Yeah, that's awesome. Hey, the first story that we got to talk about is two marathon runners. And I remember seeing this. This is awesome. They form a friendship. And they hold hands until the finish line. I mean, you know, talk about, you know, getting a little help from your friends, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, actually, the interesting thing about this, okay, this is the Pittsburgh Marathon that happened recently. And these two women that went viral for holding hands were actually strangers at the beginning of the marathon. It's Laura Mazur and Jessica Robertson. And, you know, some people compete in marathons in order to, you know, it's for a certain time or a certain, you know, it's an athletic accomplishment. But some people do it just to check it off their bucket list, just to say, you know, I've done this.
And for all the training, you do, Sam, I mean, you want to be able to say, hey, look at, I've been training for 6 months or a year or whatever, you know, to run a marathon. And then you get that day that you actually go out and do it and you experience, you know, the thrill of victory, you know, all the disappointment that can go with it. Maybe your, you know, individual victories and that. It's all on the line and you want to be able to feel like, okay, you know, it was worth it, right?
Oh, yeah. And, you know, it actually ended up taking these women 7 hours to finish the marathon, which is an enormous amount of time. And, you know, that's one of the things about runners. They're all very supportive of each other. And, you know, everybody was waiting for them at the end of the finish line. But as they ran, Laura and Jessica, you know, they got to know each other and about each other's families. And what ended up happening was they were like, we're going to hold hands and we're going to make it across together. You know, neither of them wanted to leave the other behind and make them last. And, you know, what made it really amazing was just the two of them not being friends at the beginning to support each other like that. And Laura actually said it wasn't about gender, it wasn't about race, it wasn't about religion, none of that mattered. It was just two people supporting each other at the end of the day. And I think that that was just a very powerful symbol for everybody who witnessed them. So
yeah, maybe that's what we need
for a long time to come.
That's what we maybe need to do, is have Donald Trump and Nancy Pelosi go out there and run 26.2 miles. Holding hands.
Hold hands until the end.
Maybe that would go a long way. You know, last time we were talking about, you know, runners and, you know, dramatic finishes and that sort of thing. And I couldn't remember the gal's name that participated in the Ironman. This, I think, back in the 80s. Probably some of the most powerful television ever seen. And this was a gal, she was leading the women's category in the Ironman, which you got a 2.5 mile swim, I think is what it is, and then you got then you got the bike, which is I can't remember how many miles the biking element is, so forgive me, but I do know the marathon, which ends it, is 26.2 miles. Well, she gets down to the last she's far and away the lead. I mean, it's like, you know, it's just academic that she's going to get crowned. All of a sudden, her body gives out, and she collapses. And she's maybe 2 miles from the finish line. And so as she's on, you know, she's on the ground trying to get up, falling down, the whole deal. I mean, her body gives out. It flushes itself out. I mean, you know, it's incredible. And her name is Julie Moss. I'll never forget. In fact, subsequently, I think probably about 10, 12 years later, had an opportunity to meet her. And, you know, and congratulated her. And the fact that she even survived, Sam. I mean, what she endured to go through this, all of it. You know, you're in there and you're watching this and tears are rolling down your face as she's crawling across. She's literally crawling across the finish line, because unlike these two gals that could hold hands at the Ironman competition, you can't help somebody, you can't touch somebody, you know, you can't hold hands, or you're disqualified. And here she is, and of course, as she was going through this incredible, dramatic ordeal, I think of human survival, because, thank God nothing, you know, of a long lasting effect resulted, you know, from her, you know, going through this experience in the Ironman. I think she ended up coming in, you know, I think fourth or fifth place after everything was all said and done. But, you know, it's just, you know, one hand so close yet so far away. And here it was, you know, she was right there. But boy, I'll tell you, some really dramatic athletic competition and TV footage, I think, that, you know, should live forever. But this is a great deal. So if you ever get a chance to look that up and see Julie Moss in the Ironman, I think it was 1980 when she competed. But whoa, what an incredible experience, and what a blessing. This next story that you have is a classmate secretly spent 1,500 hours making a Braille yearbook for an unsuspecting blind teen. Wow, that's incredible.
You know, that's something that I hadn't ever considered. Whenever you're thinking about yearbooks, there's so much that goes into them already. And, you know, there's so many pages, and, you know, there's whole committees that work on them all year, exactly, getting them prepared. But there's students that are blind that are not able to appreciate it. And one of them was named R.J. Sampson. You know, he goes to Conifer High School in Colorado. And he's joking his freshman year and asked one teacher, you know, so when are you going to make me a Braille yearbook? Well, you know, it was one of those things. His teacher, Leslie Thompson, she thought it was a great idea, but, you know, she wondered, is this going to even be possible? And it took until his senior year, but his classmates ended up volunteering 1,500 hours to work on the special yearbook and surprise him with it. He had no idea what was going on until they had a big rally and they surprised him with it. And I think that's just it's one of the best gifts he could ever get, just to know that his whole, you know, that there was all these people at his school working on this yearbook. It's going to be something that he cherishes for the rest of his life. And
everybody else that was involved, everybody else that was involved with it. You talk about a priceless moment. You can't pay enough for something like that. And this is all from the hearts of these kids, these classmates coming together and volunteering this amount of time to make this happen. Wow, what a blessing for this blind teen. That's awesome.
Oh, absolutely. And, yeah. It's one of those things you hope maybe it makes more people kind of think about that, and if they have the opportunity, maybe do it for their classmates. I can't imagine. I can't believe it took 1,500 hours. That's amazing. It's the detail that has to go into creating a Braille yearbook like that. But,
wow, that's incredible.
Those teachers love these high schoolers.
Well, congratulations to everybody that was involved in that. And like I said, what a blessing. Now you got a random note, right? This is a note inside a book, and it sets off a chain of random acts of kindness. Tell us about that.
So I really love this story. This is in a Missouri Target, and this note was in the back of a book called Girls Stop Apologizing. It's one of the self-help books, in the self-help section. And it was purchased by Ashley Jost. Mm-hmm. And so she went home and she's reading the book, and she goes to open the door. She puts it down for a second, goes to open the door, realized $5 fell out. And she's like, what's going on here? And she kind of flips through the book, and she goes, and near the back, she finds a post-it. And it says, to the person who buys this book, I'm having a tough day. I thought maybe I could brighten up someone else's with this little surprise. Oh. Go buy a coffee, a donut, or a face mask. Practice some self-care today. And remember, you're loved, you're amazing, and you're strong. Lisa.
Mm.
And, she wasn't, so Ashley said, I wasn't necessarily having a tough day, but it motivated me, and I put it online, and it's actually ended up inspiring thousands of other people to do their own little acts of kindness, mm-hmm. which is, something that simple. That's why I love doing this segment, because you see people doing these things, and it shows us we can all make a difference.
Right.
Just $5 or a little note.
Yeah,
it inspired others.
Exactly. Whether it's a smile, a handshake, a touch, a word aptly spoken, that sort of thing. I mean, as we go through this journey we call life, and hey, we're all in this boat together. And given the opportunity to be a blessing every day, and to bless your fellow humanoid that is journeying with you. Wow. Whether it's a note like this or a Braille yearbook, it never ceases to astound me, the creativity and ideas that people come up with, Sam. This next story is about preschool sweethearts. We got about a minute left here. Reunite after 12 years apart and they get married?
Isn't that so cool? So yeah. Natalie Crowe and Austin Tatman, they were always together when they were toddlers, and up till the age of 5, they were just inseparable. And unfortunately, they ended up having to separate when one of them moved away. Well, mm-hmm. 12 years later, Natalie was going through some old papers, and she found his last name, and she thought, I'm going to look him up. And guess what? She ends up going to prom with him. He ends up going to prom with her. And after all these years, they're getting married. And they actually recreate. It's really cool. They recreated, they have like those little Power Wheels Jeeps when they were little. They were toddlers, and they're both standing in it.
Oh,
so they recreated
great.
That as a wedding photo with them in the tux and the wedding dress. It's absolutely awesome. And a big red Jeep. It's really
That's great. Well, I got to tell you real quick, we only got a couple of seconds left, is my grandson in Hawaii has a little girl that they are, when they come together in this, they can be across the room, their eyes light up. I mean, it is amazing. The families say they refer to them as womb mates.
That's
how special it is. It is so cool. This reminds me of that story. Samantha
Mao. Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe not.